Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I didn't think 2 hours ago there would be a single thing that could ever take away the spotlight from Aaron Rodgers on this show, on this station tonight, this morning. And I certainly didn't think there would be anything that would elbow Aaron Rodgers as a Jet out of my show open. But here we are. For many Jets fans that are also Mets fans, and I feel like there was an overwhelming majority of fans that if you're a Jet fan, you're also a Met fan. This is like getting the gift you've wanted your entire life on Christmas morning. And then that same night, Christmas night, the toy shatters in your hands. And for Mets fans in general, this is your worst nightmare come true. Edwin Diaz's season might be over with a right knee injury that he suffered celebrating a win in the World Baseball Classic for Puerto Rico over the DR. One of the richest humans on the planet buys your baseball team, right? This is another long-suffering franchise, the Mets. Steve Cohen buys your team. You hire a legendary manager before last season in Buck Showalter, who I feel like just about everybody in the fan base wanted. Your owner throws hundreds of millions of dollars to the wind like you would do if you owned the team and money didn't matter. He spends like a fan and has pockets that can't be rivaled. And after two seasons of ups and downs, getting booed off the field, serving up home run after home run, Edwin Diaz becomes the best closer in baseball last year. And he was untouchable all of last season. And now with World Series expectations this year, he potentially has blown out his knee celebrating a win in an exhibition tournament. I mean, I hate to say it, but I gotta say it. Only the Mets. It's only the Mets. How does this happen? How? Just a few months after signing a 5-year contract for over $100 million, Edwin Diaz might be done for the entire year. Latest we heard from the Mets, they're going to do imaging later today. They would have an update probably this morning, maybe around 10 a.m., maybe around noon. But my goodness, if you haven't seen it yet, Fox Sports MLB's got it. It's a 3-minute clip. You see Diaz getting the final out over the DR to get Puerto Rico into the bracket, into the knockout stage of the World Baseball Classic. And I don't know who it was. I've only watched the clip once, and teammates jump on him. They get into a circle right around the mound, and all of a sudden, Diaz, boom, goes down. And you knew it was serious right away. Lindor starts calling people over. You see his brother. He's in tears. He is hysterically crying. And you knew right away, yep, that might have just been Edwin Diaz's season. They have to basically wheel him off a wheelchair up the ramp into the locker room because he couldn't even put weight on it. And we found out from the Mets it is a right knee injury. How does this happen? How does this happen? It is truly unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. That if you're a Jets and Mets fan, one, on the same day, your dream comes true of getting maybe the greatest quarterback that you've ever had in franchise history. On the same day that happens, just before the clock strikes midnight, the best closer in baseball, the key to unlocking a World Series for the Mets, potentially just blew out his right knee. Celebrating a win in the World Baseball Classic. I mean, you can't make it up, man. You can't make this stuff up. And I know what you're, I know a lot of you are going to be pissed off, and I welcome it. 877-337-6666. This is more live reaction than the Aaron Rodgers stuff, which was 12 hours ago. So, I mean, we'll take your calls on Rodgers and Diaz all night long. If that's the type of show this is going to be, I'm here for it. One side, we welcome jubilation and dreams coming true. And the other side, we welcome a horrendous, horrifying nightmare coming true. And potentially looking at a World Series title just shatter right in your hands before you even got your hands on it. Before the season even began. And I know a lot of you are going to be mad. And you're going to say, cancel the World Baseball Classic. It's a stupid tournament. And I don't even watch it. I've maybe watched a collective 15 minutes. And I've got it on the TV in the studio now because the U.S. is playing Colombia. And I'm just hoping that Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso don't get hurt for Mets fans. Right? Imagine now watching this, that taking every step that McNeil or Alonso takes and you got to hold your breath. But this could have happened anywhere. This could have happened at spring training. Yeah, and the dumbest thing about it is it was celebrating. Maybe that doesn't happen in spring training, but this is a freak accident, and it's unbelievable, and it feels like it's scripted, and you feel like you've been served another gut punch as a Met fan just when you think the world is on your side and there's nothing that can go wrong. Boom. Best closer in baseball. Knee injury, potentially out for the year in an exhibition tournament. Celebrating. Come on. Come on, man. I'm not a Mets fan, and I'm not a Jets fan, but geez. Now I truly can understand and I can feel where Mets fans come from when you have that kind of mindset that nothing will ever go our way. We'll never win. As Joe B would love to say, oh, the pain. 877-337-6666. But this could have happened anywhere. So you want to get on the phone and you want to rip Rob Manfred and the World Baseball Classic, that's fine. I think, even though I don't watch it and I've barely watched, I think it's great for the sport as a whole. I think for the Latino countries, it is fantastic. So I'm not going to say we need to cancel the World Baseball Classic because, again, most of these guys that are playing, they're not going through the motions as if it's spring training. They're not going through the motions as if it means nothing. But these guys aren't giving 100,000%. The pitchers aren't throwing more than 20, 25 pitches an outing. Unless it's guys that are, you know, like from Israel that will never see the light of day in Major League Baseball, or, you know, from Nicaragua or other countries where there's just not a lot of talent. Those guys, it is their World Series for them. So this could have happened in spring training. It was a freak accident. Unless somebody, one of his teammates, one of the Puerto Ricans, stepped on his leg, Edwin Diaz suffers a freak accident like this. This could have happened anywhere. So, and again, I'm not going to say here over the next 5 hours, get rid of the World Baseball Classic. It sucks. It's stupid. We shouldn't be sending our guys there. Because they'd be in spring training, and you could have a similar freak accident. But I get the sentiment. I get that you're angry. And now, as a Mets fan, you're wondering to yourself, okay, what the hell do we do now? And that's what we're going to try to figure out here over the next 5 hours. What do the Mets do at closer? Do you try to piece it together with Adam Ottavino and David Robertson as your closer? And you got another reliever, Brooks Raley, who you just got in the offseason, who's also hurt. And I don't even think he pitched in the World Baseball Classic. He had to leave the WBC and go back to Port St. Lucie because he's got a hamstring injury. That's going to be your most significant left-handed arm this year. Brooks Raley, and he's on the shelf. And now your closer might be done for the year. So that Mets bullpen looked a little wobbly as the season went in outside of Diaz. And boy, now it's the weakest link on the team. Now it is the weakest link on a team that has World Series expectations, and I don't care who you are. Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, they're not going 9 innings every single start if you make it to the Fall Classic. And if you don't have Diaz for the entire year, I'm sorry, you're not winning a World Series. You're not. You're not. Because there's not a single person right now in this bullpen, Ottavino, Robertson, Drew Smith, Unless Bryce Montes de Oca, the guy who throws 103, comes up and he is the next Edwin Diaz, you're not winning a World Series without Edwin this year. You can kiss it goodbye now if you find out later today that he's done for the season. So what do? Piecing it together, maybe it can work until June or July, but if I am Billy Epler and if I'm Steve Cohen right now, I am eyeing up every single closer across Major League Baseball, and I am already starting to pick up the phone and say, hey, July 31st ain't that far away. What do we got to do? What do we got to do? If it's David Bednar, who's actually pitching or just pitched an inning right now for the U.S., the guy from the Pirates, the closer from the Pirates, who I know a lot of people wanted last year, if it's him, if it's somebody else, what's the option? What do you do? Because the rest of the league ain't going to wait for Edwin Diaz to come back. Not if he's got a torn ACL. I know, I said it. I said the magic, I said the unspeakable words. If that's what he has, he's done. You cross your fingers and you hope for the best, but he couldn't even put weight on it, and it looked like it was non-contact, and he had to be wheelchaired off into the locker room. I wouldn't be hopeful. And as Mets fans, I know you're not used to being hopeful. I know you're not used to being optimistic, so this is common ground for you.